Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And a big night of sport in Dublin this evening, Darren.
Yeah, Audrey, the spotlight's certainly on Dublin for the Europa League final as Atalanta meet Bayer Leverkusen at 8 o'clock at the Aviva Stadium. Now, Leverkusen are the German champions, and it's been well documented at this stage that if they were to win tonight and then the German Cup of the weekend, then they'd have gone the entire season unbeaten in all competitions. But the Italians are some story as well, a real fairy tale, hoping to win their first major trophy since 1963. Oisin Coyne caught up with some of the supporters of both teams last night.
We're here on O'Connell Street in Dublin, where the atmosphere is building ahead of the 2024 Europa League final. It's Atalanta versus Bayer Leverkusen. Let's hear how the travelling fans are feeling in the build-up.
We are super excited about tomorrow. That's crazy. I mean, we didn't think to be here, and that's for us, a small club like us, to be in the final. That's
what's the party going to look like in Dublin if you win tomorrow night?
I don't know. I've never been see Atalanta win any cup, so I don't want to think about this. It's
Well, the Leverkusen fans behind us are excited. You're going to have to make more noise than this.
Yeah, we will see. We already beat them 2 years ago. Let's see. We are looking for that.
Unbeaten season, two games to go, the Pokal, and tomorrow. You think you can go all the way?
For sure. Yeah, for sure. We are absolutely optimistic. We don't lose a game the whole season, so let's see.
1963 was the last time Atalanta won a major trophy. Yeah. What would it mean, not to just to you, but to the entire city tomorrow to lift that Europa League?
Yeah, that's also something that we think about, because we have the grandparents telling us about that, and we were not even born. So that's I cannot really imagine what is going to happen in the city.
Liebe, die ein Leben hält, die Stadt der Fein, das Einzige, was zählt. Auf geht's, ihr schwarz-roten Jungs.
Not sure about the singing, but there was good crack in the...
That was class. Great night.
Super excited. We all are. More on that a little bit later on. Actually, have David Carell, the interim chief executive of the FEI, joining us later. Chelsea manager Maurizio Pochettino has left the club by mutual consent after just one season. For a large part of the year, a very challenging season, I think, for him. But they certainly got their act together in the run-in. Five games, a winning streak, secured sixth place in the league. But now he was like sixth manager in 5 years, so more turmoil there. Team Ireland will have seven boats competing at the rowing at the Olympics this summer. Great news yesterday, the four of Emily Hegarty, Emer Lam, Imogen Magner and Natalie Long, they've qualified in the final qualifier for Paris in Lucerne yesterday. Simon Zeebo's announced his decision to retire from rugby at the end of the season. In racing, Group 1 winning filly Opera Singer is set to run on Sunday's Tattersall's Irish 1000 Guineas at the Curragh. She's one of 15 fillies left in the race after the final forfeit stage yesterday. Opera Singer was last year's leading juvenile filly, but she missed the English 1000 guineas at Newmarket. Her trainer Aidan O'Brien told Dave Keane she's likely to make her eagerly await a return at the Curragh this weekend.
Yeah, that's the plan, which she will improve a lot from it. She didn't have a straightforward spring either, but we're hoping if we got her started there, we would have her right for Ascot, but she ran a nice race, hopefully.
And how was her prep gone and over the winter she developed? And
yeah, no, she has. She's done very well physically, but she did have a setback in the spring. Just cost us 3 weeks, and if you get cost 3 weeks, it usually costs you 2 months, you know, so that's where we are with her. But she's in good form. Dean is riding her every day, and he seems happy, so she is coming.
And finally, Goran Park racing today. There'll be an inspection at 8 a.m. News of that a little bit later on.